Hold him good, the third man spoke in a whisper. He crouched by Evans's shoulder, pulled up the shirt sleeve, exposing the flesh of his arm. He was wheezing softly behind the black mask. In the same whisper, he said,
You know what this is?
He held up the baggie. The water was cloudy. Evans saw what looked like a fleshy ball, and in a panic he thought, Oh, God, they cut somebody's balls off. But then he saw the ball moving, undulating. It was brown with white spots, about the size of a golf ball.
You know, the man said.
Evan shook his head.
You will, the man whispered, and unzipped the baggie.
He pushed it against the underside of Evans's arm. Evans felt wetness. The man was manipulating the baggie, squeezing the ball. Evans was trying to see, but it was hard to see exactly what was... The ball moved. It spread, extended what looked like wings. No, not wings. It was a tiny octopus. Tiny. It could not have weighed more than a few ounces. Brownish, with white rings. The man was squeezing the baggie, compressing it, pushing the little octopus toward the flesh of Evans's arm. And then he understood. Evans moaned and began to struggle, trying to move against his captors, but they had him firmly, and he felt the touch of the octopus, a kind of sticky sensation, like cellophane or sticky putty or something. He lifted his head in horror and saw that the man was snapping the baggie with his finger, trying to goad the octopus, which had wrapped itself against the skin of Evans's arm. And in a flash, the rings on the octopus changed from white to blue. The blue ring of death.
That means he's mad, the third man holding the baggie said. You won't feel it.
But Evans did. It was a bite from the tiny beak, a single sting, almost like the sting of a needle. Evans jerked his arm, and the man withdrew the baggie and sealed it again. He whispered,
Hold him, good.
He went away for a moment, then came back with a kitchen rag. He wiped the underside of Evans's arm, wiped the water off the floor. Still whispering, he said,
You won't feel anything for a few minutes.
He walked over to the phone.
Don't try to call anybody, he said,
and ripped the phone off the wall, smashing it on the floor. The men released him. They moved quickly to the door, opened it, and were gone.